time for your imaginations again. What I want you to do is picture a break room at work. I know, somebody just went. You know, the break room at work, it smells like really bad microwave food all the time. And we got a few tables, some litter, you know, just your basic break room, lunch room at work. Name of the play, The Long Hard Walk.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd get a cup of tea.
You don't work here.
No. I don't. I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by.
Why? You're gonna try and get even? Is that it?
You're not making this any easier.
Easier? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
About that business last month.
Look, that is over. This is my company, my area. If you want to have this out, pick a better area.
You weren't so choosy. No. No, that's not why I'm here. I need to talk to you for a minute.
Later. Right now, someone from it come in for coffee any second.
This won't take long. Look, about that business last month, I came to tell you that I forgive you totally.
Well, if you think that I... What?
I said, I came to tell you that I forgive you for all that business.
You forgive me?
That's right. The whole thing. No strings attached.
You were absolutely flaming mad.
I know. Stayed that way for almost a week.
I can imagine.
But then I got to thinking. I make some claims about who I am, who I am supposed to be. And it didn't make sense. Oh, it made sense as far as the way the world turns. But I have long seen that that is not the truth. Not the way it's supposed to be, and as I had stated firmly, the way it is with me.
I don't understand, but I'm listening.
You see, I'm a Christian. Not a happenstance one, not merely before my, because my folks are, and that's life. I'm a convicted, convinced one.
I didn't know that.
I know. My anger had caused me so much agony that I went to the Bible for a refresher course. It came to me quickly enough that I am not supposed to do things the way everybody does them, and that's life. I'm supposed to do, actually do, what He has commanded us to do. Love my neighbor and forgive her. So here I am. A reluctant dragon. Reluctant and dragging myself over here to tell you I forgive you.
You still believe I caused you the loss of your job, the promotion?
Yes.
And you forgive me all of that?
That's right, the whole thing. Nothing left.
Man, I sure don't understand that.
I suppose it is hard to understand, but the Lord made it clear that I wanted forgiveness and He gave me that. Then it doesn't make any sense if I'm not willing to forgive. It doesn't make any sense if I'm not willing to forgive too. Just plain common sense. Christian application of sense and response. Responsibility.
Man, I have never heard of anything like this before.
Too bad too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I have to tell you something. I did lose the job for you.
I know. You're still forgiven. I won't be hurt by it. I'm in His hands. And besides, I do believe the job I have now is better by far.
Man, this is something. What you did, that was hard. Coming over here and forgiving me. It hasn't been easy for me either. I am sorry. the whole mess. I'd straighten it out if I could.
Oh, it's really okay. I really am better off now. Look, I've got to go. I'm at Faberge's now.
Oh, that's a couple of miles down. Did you walk over here?
Yes, that's why I've got to go. But I'll see you again, really.
Good. I think I like that. I think I need to talk to you about the... I mean, why you did this and all that. Man, that is a long walk.
A long, hard walk over here. But a short, smooth walk back. Bye. The Lord bless you.